Welcome to Lanyap. I'm KEDM News Director Bob Lennox. My guest today, Charlie Heck, president of the Ouachita River Art Gallery. And February's downtown gallery crawl, Thursday evening from 5 until 9. Charlie, thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you for inviting us over.
Glad to have you here. And Charlie, a veteran, I guess, of the gallery crawls. So tell us, give us a little overview about what we can expect coming up Thursday evening.
Well, of course, we've got multiple galleries participating. I think that we have seven galleries that will be participating this Thursday. And with each gallery, you will find different offerings from the standpoint of artwork. You've got a variety from photography to painting to woodwork to pottery and you name it, some furniture, silk screening. Mm-hmm. But there'll be galleries all over Monroe and one large gallery in West Monroe, the one of which I'm president. And each gallery will have various foods and beverages, and some will have music, some live music, and it's really just an opportunity for the local community to come out, see the art that's available in this area, mm-hmm. and socialize.
Your interest is in photography. How did that come about with taking photos?
Well, I'm a practicing lawyer, but my hunting and fishing has been photography for many years, and mm-hmm. it's grown. It's one of the things that stayed with me, and I was fortunate enough to become first a member and then president of Ouachita River Art Gallery, where we can display different work, and I'll have some work displayed this Thursday, but it's a wonderful hobby.
Yeah, what your interests lie more in the pictures you take with outdoors or?
Well, initially I was very interested in nature photography and outdoors. Mm-hmm. In fact, I'm in charge each year of the Black Bayou Lake National Wildlife Refuge contest, which has become very popular. Now I'm into the scenics, and just really if it's photography, I tend to enjoy it.
One of the artists we talked about being involved is Emily Broadnax and some of her work.
Emily is a member of Ouachita River Art Gallery, and she is really pretty renowned as far as the work she does. She does only black and white work, and she still works in a wet dark room. She makes all of her prints by hand herself, and she is the featured artist this month, and she'll have a lot of work displayed at the gallery.
Yeah, there are several, as you mentioned, that are going to be involved. Arinder Studios, for one, Becton Gallery, Livaday Studio, that's going to be there. Mystic Art, Ouachita River Art Gallery, Sugar Gallery, and upstairs. What can you tell me a little bit about some of the ones that are going to be involved coming up Thursday evening?
Well, of course, Arinder Studio and Gallery has been around a long time. Brad Arinder was mm-hmm. instrumental in getting the crawls started. He'll have a lot of his photography displayed on Thursday. The Becton Gallery will have some work from some paintings by artists Polly Spence and Margaret Becton. Livaday Studio will have a lady from Ruston, Bess Bielicek, who has a very wonderful series dealing with housewives and pictorially depicting some of the problems they experience. There's some humor to it, mm-hmm. but there's some reality to it. Mystic Art Gallery, Reed Adcock, artist Megan McClanahan, photographer Berg Ransom, who incidentally won Best of Show at the Black Bayou Lake contest the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. Jedediah Peppers, Mark Sanders, and Andrea May will have work at the Mystic Art Gallery. The Sugar Gallery, Damon Adcock, Adam Davenport, Lou Davenport Cavanaugh, Diane Rosenberg, and Otis Lee Tuggle. The Upstairs Gallery will have paintings and short films from Jason Byron Nelson, Anna Schreifer, Lisa Kidd, and Emily Caldwell, and Jenny House. I mention all of this because there's a tremendous variety in the artwork that'll be displayed, and there are some wonderful artists in this area. All of the works, well, not all of the works, but most of the works in all of the galleries will be for sale, and the advantage of the crawl is the fact that a lot of the artists who created the works will be there for discussion and explanation. Mm-hmm. But the show itself is free, and really it's an opportunity for folks just to come in and see what's there.
You mentioned that attendance has been growing with the gallery crawls, and really the city of Monroe doing some part with that, well, Monroe and West Monroe with the trolley system.
Yes, Monroe has offered its trolley during the entirety of each crawl where folks can travel free of charge between galleries. And it'll stop in front of the West Monroe Gallery, bring people over to Monroe. Many of the galleries are right together. The Livaday Gallery is a little separate, and it'll mm-hmm. take people there, but it's no charge, and it'll transport you back and forth. It's really a fun evening.
So it's going to be going on from 5 until 9, coming up Thursday evening. With the folks that are involved, I'm sure that there's always something different, a different twist with the shows as they are presented, and with this February, of course, just something for everyone that you can find.
There is something for everyone, and I'm also a member of the Downtown Arts Alliance, which is the entity that sort of oversees the various crawls. Mm-hmm. And the end aim, the goal of all of this, is to promote the downtowns of Monroe and West Monroe and to increase community awareness of the arts.
Speaking with Charlie Heck, president of the Washita River Art Gallery. Charlie, a special celebration coming up this year.
Washita River Art Gallery will have its 20th birthday this year. It is the largest and oldest artist cooperative in the state of Louisiana. And later in the year, we do want to visit with you again and build up some sort of function for the public to come share with us the excitement of lasting 20 years in the art business.
The Downtown Gallery Crawl coming up this Thursday evening from 5 until 9. Charlie, a number that folks can get in touch with you or someone with the art gallery?
Okay, the number will be 318-322-0744. That is my office, and we'll take your calls.
Charlie Heck with the Washita River Art Gallery and the Gallery Crawl coming up Thursday evening from 5 to 9. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for hosting us.